It's freezing outside. It's warm in studio. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Behind the Media. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
We find the interesting in media so you don't have to go searching for it. Like us on Facebook. Use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter. And listen on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by Away. Thoughtful standards for modern travel. Away makes suitcases for the way we all travel with features like an ejectable TSA-approved battery or a built-in front pocket. They come in a range of colors and materials that suit your travel style. For $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com and enter promo code CLNS. So Empire actor Jussie Smollett, I think when it first happened, this story, we all immediately, I know you told me about it,
right.
And we both immediately jumped to conclusions, which still have not been totally debunked, but I think we went down a certain road almost immediately.
It's the old water cooler thing, Dan.
Yes.
You know, hey, did you hear about this actor who got attacked and they put a noose around his neck?
Homophobic slurs.
Right.
And screaming.
And there was some kind of a, you know, Make America Great thing involved in this.
But exactly.
That was the original facts of the story.
Those were the facts. And, those were
facts that were reported by our friends in the media.
Right. Or we could even say this. Those were things that were reported to us as facts.
Because he told that story
right.
to the police, who treated it as if it was a hate crime.
Exactly. And I think even the FBI was also investigating this as well. You know, I have to say that after you told me about the story, I started just reading about it, and it just didn't feel right. Like, there were certain elements, and maybe it's because we're just jaded, that we've heard usually when there's a story that's so fantastical, you then find out that you have to dial it back a little bit. It wasn't as great as we initially thought, or it was made up.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's not giving up his phone, and supposedly part of his story was that he was on the phone with his manager.
At the time, right.
It was at, 1:30 in the morning?
In the middle of the night.
2 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
Do you have a manager that you would call at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, that,
I know, I realize
that,
he says these are friends that manage their account and all that. Yeah,
I would say that it all depends. I mean, my agent that was with me until he wasn't, which it's a long story. Lou, I love you. But it is one. I do, actually.
Okay,
we haven't
Dan.
Talked in a while.
I was going to say.
But Lou and I were friends,
right.
I think. I mean, we would.
We were friendly, at least.
No, we were friends.
He
would come over. Yeah, I knew his family, and he would come visit me with his. We'd go out to dinner. I would call him at all sorts of hours if I needed to. If there
Dan,
was an
when's the last time you were up at 2 a.m.?
So the other night, my son had his window open and the wind was blowing like crazy and it was banging the door and it woke me up at about 2 a.m.
There you go. There
so
you go.
Deliberately staying up at 2 a.m. and walking the streets, no, that doesn't happen that often. I'm not sure I could stay awake.
I was going to say, New Year's Eve, I get through midnight.
Oh, no, yeah. 2 a.m., no, not at all.
I get through midnight.
I was
gone. If I get to 12:30, I'm happy. But you know,
right? No.
Anyway,
so here it
we're
is.
Old.
Yes,
sorry.
We are.
Used to be, by the way, back in the day when you would do the 11 o'clock news.
Yeah. Oh, then yeah.
2 a.m. was bedtime.
Yes, it was, and you were all jacked up from the show anyway.
Right.
So you
takes
needed
you an
to calm
hour,
down.
An hour and a half to calm down,
right.
Whether you're driving back or wherever you are. And,
right.
Yeah.
But so this story. I mean, obviously, the reason we're talking about it is because it's a Hollywood actor who makes these claims of not only, you know, these homophobic slurs, apparently, that were being thrown his way, but he's also injured where he has to get some medical attention. And then there's the added component, as everything is, that you have something connected to the president. But I think, you know, In this day and age, it's very simple to fact check everything. We'll be talking later about just how many cameras and things are around that are watching over you. But it's pretty easy for a lot of things to be verified. And one of the reports pointed out that he actually in his initial police report, he didn't mention that they were shouting, you know, MAGA. Mm-hmm. This is MAGA country or something like that.
Right.
He didn't say that in the first. Don't you find that a little odd? Wouldn't that be your breaking news to police?
And if there's a recording of it on a phone by either the manager's phone or by Jesse's phone, whenever you don't give up the phone, ask Tom Brady this, by the way, people exactly. immediately think you're guilty of something mm-hmm. or you've got mm-hmm. something on your phone that you don't want anybody to see. Now, let me ask, that's yeah. a great question, Dan. Yeah. Do you have anything on your phone that you don't want anybody to see?
No, not really.
By the way, I learned.
I'm pretty boring.
That's right.
I don't think so. I mean, I have stuff I don't want people to see as family stuff, like pictures of my kids and so forth like
yeah.
that. There's no text. There may be business things. You don't want people to see that. But there's nothing like nefarious that if someone grabbed my phone now.
Like the phone of any teenager or yeah. young adult no. over 21, there
no.
might be some images there that
like
perhaps,
you and I weren't sexting last
no
night.
No,
so,
no.
That's not on there.
Never sexting, I want to say. ever again. Or yeah. what?
Oh, again.
Or
what? Again.
No.
Freudian?
Yes, very Freudian.
Oh, okay. So, you know, just to kind of back up what I just said here, in the initial reports, this is according to one article we were reading here, initial reports, there was no mention of MAGA. Police statement provided to People Magazine. So People Magazine, it says, when detectives followed up with him later in the day, he recalled the offenders making those comments and detectives completed a supplemental report.
And there's 16 detectives. They're looking at a million different cameras, you know.
Right.
What are they called?
Like CCTV or closed circuit
right.
cameras.
Surveillance cameras. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Brain.
Also
I'm on about a five-second delay these days.
Oh,
I'm
really?
Not, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So then we won't hear Sweers anymore.
No. I very rarely anyway. Surveillance.
But, you know, you can bleep those out. Before it actually comes out, I'll hit the button.
We don't have a button. There is no button here. Okay? And you know what? And you know on podcasts, by the way, it flips me out a little
bit. You can swear.
Yeah,
which we could do a whole podcast about why people feel the need to have to just use foul language.
Yeah, we could do that if we decided to.
Actually, let's do something on that.
I'll be happy to.
Okay.
But
anyway.
We all know the words. And where's George Carlin when you need him,
right?
Those seven words. We all know what those words are. We are adults.
Yes,
they're adult words.
Right.
But I like to think of myself as a little bit more intelligent than most adults.
So you don't need to do the swears to fill time.
I think that there's other ways to say things.
I agree.
Now, granted,
with you. But that's for another podcast.
Okay, there's certain words that have double meanings, nouns, verbs. I mean, it's kind of funny.
Oh, now it's a grammar lesson.
Yes, of course. And you know, I think that the English language is declining anyway. Nobody speaks properly anymore.
Right. But, you know, why is it? Okay, so we can't definitively say that this story by this Hollywood star actor, I don't know if you call him a star, but he's a Hollywood actor. You can't definitively say that this is not a true story, but there's a cloud of suspicion hovers over it. And if you read some of the comments, when I was doing some research for this segment, people are saying, oh, we know where this is headed. Made up, fake.
Oh, they already were calling it out.
They
interesting.
Were comments.
Is it because he's as an actor and he's looking for more publicity for his show or himself? He's a singer too, right?
I don't. Yes. I believe he does do. I mean, usually that's actors or artists as well. And you know,
but what's the one thing that both of us heard about and looked at each other and said, "Wait a second. They put a rope.
Yeah.
Tied like a noose around his neck.
That was part of the allegations
right.
that these people who attacked him also, as they were making these racially charged statements to him, that they also wrapped a rope around his neck. And then they poured unknown chemical substance on him, which it's believed to be bleach.
Okay.
Which burns your skin. And then, as I pointed out, you know, the FBI, they're attacking this as a possible or investigating this as a possible hate crime.
Right.
But you're right. There are some gaps. There's some problems with the rope thing.
Well, because I think they have video of him with the rope around his neck walking back into the building where he lives.
Right.
Now, if I had a rope around my neck, I just got attacked. Wouldn't it be like the first thing
you take off? Exactly.
And I understand a noose, you know, they can tighten it up and it's difficult.
Yeah,
and it was really cold.
Yeah, but I don't know that I would walk around with even if it's tight or whatever, I wouldn't be walking around with that. and then take it off later. I will struggle to get that thing off from around my neck, because then the thinking is, if those guys did that to me, there might be other people. The rope is already there all tight, and the next ones will just yank on the rope and step on me, and that's the end of it. Lights out.
There's enough now that has put reasonable doubt in the average person's brain,
right,
that this may have been made up.
Right. And again, we don't know that yet.
No, actually,
but there's enough,
right,
there's enough suspicion around this case, because again, if something like this happened to me and people were shouting something, that's significant. Something,
right,
that everyone would automatically attach a motive to what they were saying. That would have been one of the first things that unless I was out of it, which he wasn't, we don't think. Unless I was out of it, it's probably one of the first things I would have told the cops.
Yeah, there you go.
You know?
And now the cops have that rope, which has at least his DNA on it.
And should have other DNA.
Unless they wore gloves,
right,
Dan.
Right, right. Unless. But
by the way, have you checked the temperatures in Chicago lately?
Yeah, they probably had gloves on.
They were wearing gloves. Okay. Or,
but you would have to... He would have had to have been thinking this through to provide sort of the clean or get some fingerprint. Who knows? But, you know, this is not unusual. We've seen this happen with other people who are sort of, you know, celebrities who have made up stories.
To cover their backsides.
Exactly.
And you notice I didn't use that other word.
Right. Yes,
because
I know you did.
I think there are other words you can use besides,
right,
ass.
And you're on 5 minute delay, five yes, second delay, and it's always
5 minute delay.
Right,
would be great. A lot of people would
be
really
a lot of
enjoy
dead
that.
Air, right?
That's right. I think it's also important we actually do a time stamp on this recording.
Yes,
that it's February 1st, Friday, a little after 1 o'clock. Am I
oh,
right?
Really? But why are we doing a time stamp?
Because this story,
right,
will evolve,
yeah,
over,
right,
the next,
right,
few days,
right, right,
and unless you know. These,
right,
podcasts could be listened to in a week or 2 weeks from now,
right,
and everybody could be laughing at us saying, you know, they obviously didn't know the story.
Right.
Well,
no, you're right.
We know as much as anyone knows.
Right now.
At
February the time
1st.
Of right,
there
exactly.
You go.
So, you know, I always scratch my head. You kind of understand this when people who are not celebrities, who aren't on television, who aren't well known, when they pull stunts because they want to become famous. But I'm always scratching my head why famous people or semi-famous people would do something like that. Why would they make something up?
Okay.
What's in it?
So I'm going to tell you.
Beyond just covering your backside.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
And I think you can relate to this theory of mine, because it is only a theory of being around people in the media for the last 40 years.
Should I provide some soundtrack music for this?
No.
Does it require it?
I call it TV-itis.
Okay. Oh.
I believe that when you are on the small screen,
right,
on a regular basis, the television versus the motion,
right,
picture.
And I said
screen.
Hollywood. He may be based out of sometimes.
Well,
TV's
Chicago
out
of. Is where the story is,
right,
shot and all this. Right.
But usually the company that's producing it,
right,
is out of Hollywood. So
right,
it's a blanket Hollywood rap. Word.
So the point being, there are times when you are on camera and you have become a public figure that everything feeds that ego part of the humanity, and we mm-hmm. are weak. We are weak beings. I mean, when you, mm-hmm. and if people keep telling you, "Oh, you're a star. Oh, we love you. Oh, we love you. We love you," and then you might run into some people that, "Who the hell are you? I've never watched your show. I have no idea what you're saying." You know, and then all of a sudden it's like, "Oh, maybe I'm not as big a star as I think I am."
Right, right.
And therefore, I need to, build my image. Now, if this is a hoax, Dan, this is one of the worst ones ever. Because there's so,
because of the political part.
And
yeah,
because
once you
of
start
how
throwing,
raw
right.
people's
yes,
emotions
exactly.
are right
you
now.
Are that, you're
you
screaming are fire in a crowded,
100%,
right, exactly. 100%. I agree with you. I agree with you.
And that's, you know, if he's thinking that, okay, this will be a great little publicity, at some point he has to put a little, you know, thought into this.
Right.
This will be a great publicity stunt if we pull this off, right?
Right, right.
No,
you're right. Yeah. Because when you first said that, I'm like, I think there are probably more egregious ones out there. But when you think of it in totality, all the different aspects of this
right.
and how divided the country is
right,
right now.
You know what it reminds me of?
Know?
The
what?
Charles Stewart case.
Oh, yes. Here in
Do you remember that?
Yep. That was on the bridge.
Yep.
It was a photographer from Channel 5 who I worked
That's
with
right.
who was there who got that shot
That's
with him.
Right.
As he said, it was the black man.
Right.
Who, yeah. No, you're right.
Guess not.
No, it wasn't. No. I mean, and people, and I think you're right, you know, your first point about even famous people, they need a cover if they're involved in something that they don't.
Embarrassing.
It's exactly.
And that's the thing.
Exactly.
Dan. Nobody likes to be embarrassed
no.
in the public.
No.
Okay, but yeah, he
I don't like to be embarrassed at all.
Right.
In the private.
Right. No.
Yeah.
Well, I get embarrassed.
Because my daughter embarrassed me by beating me in Pac-Man.
Oh, that is embarrassing.
Yes,
no,
that
it's
it was really
not.
Bad. But then I finally beat her again. So
all right, it's embarrassing
for her now.
I love the fact that does she know what Pac-Man even is?
Yeah.
I
mean, well, we have
cool.
It's cool, man. It's throwback.
Cool.
Throwback games
love
we do
it.
In the house.
Is Asteroids around still?
That one is.
How about Pong?
That was
the first game.
Now that's going way back. No, because Pong is not exciting.
No,
it was exciting at the time because it was the first thing we've. Oh, look! You can make a little white dot go across there, and you can move a line up and down and pretend it's a paddle.
That's right.
And that was it.
Yeah.
You couldn't even move the paddle around. You could just go up and down,
and
up and down.
And that was entertainment.
That was that was real
anyway,
entertainment, man.
It's the human brain.
But yeah, we do get embarrassed.
And we try to avoid that. For the most part, as much as possible.
Right. Yes, we do. And that leads people off sometimes to do things that are out of the ordinary.
Yes.
And in order to cover the embarrassment, as you pointed out, or the second point being to keep your name out there.
Yep.
You know, you got to do things. You got to get attention.
I'm going to guess that the Charles Stewart case comes up in the news cycle over
I think
the next
I would,
few days.
I think I would agree with you on that.
And who said it first?
Jimmy?
Thank you very much.
Man, Jimmy, you are just...
Embarrass me.
You
Ken.
Are...
I'll blush.
I won't embarrass you, Jimmy.
Fair
but
enough.
That would, but this, I think it's, you know, this is one of those... oftentimes when we're having a discussion on our show here, we know how it... We know the ending. It's
we
like
think
the,
we
think
know.
We know. Right. No, what I'm saying in this case, we don't necessarily
Correct.
Know how it will end, but we feel like it's going down, like the car is slipping on an icy road and it will hit something at the bottom of the road.
I've got reasonable doubt about the truth of this story now.
And people have been put away for life on reasonable doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's right.
Okay. If you like this episode, let us know. Like us on Facebook, use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter. And if you have any questions, comments, you want to talk to Jimmy about, you know, his theories on life, then reach out at info@littlepartmedia.com. That's info@littlepartmedia.com.